I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 25th. Repairs are underway after a major water main break in Wollaston today. The pipe burst under Belmont Street and North Central Avenue at around 3 a.m., flooding several homes and cars in the area. Quincy DPW Commissioner Al Grazioso says the water has been turned off. However, repairs will take most of the day. Grazioso says his crews are currently pumping out yards, and he says basements in at least three homes were flooded. The city will work to assist those homeowners. A total of 24 homes were impacted, but Grazioso says three homes will likely be without water until the repairs are completed. Grazioso says much of the water flowed into a nearby bog, helping to prevent additional flooding. Police are asking motorists and pedestrians to avoid the area while the repairs are underway. There are now 24 cases of coronavirus confirmed here in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch says 8 people have recovered and about 60 are under self-isolation. There has been one death from the virus in Quincy, an elderly man in his 80s from North Quincy who had pre-existing health issues. A 5th-grade teacher from the Wollaston School is recovering at home from the virus, and her students and other contacts are under self-quarantine until tomorrow. Superintendent Rick DeCristofaro says he's not aware of anyone else becoming sick from contact with that teacher. The mayor is also announcing a new 24-hour coronavirus information hotline in Quincy. 617-376-1288 will provide the latest information for Quincy residents. Also being unveiled on the city website, quincyma.gov, a list of Quincy restaurants that are providing takeout. Mayor Koch says it's important to support local businesses during the coronavirus crisis. Koch also is warning senior citizens not to fall victim to scams involving the pandemic. He says there have been several reports of phone solicitations claiming to offer cures and tests for the coronavirus. Koch said the nonprofit Quincy Foundation will soon be launching a special fund to help people who have been forced out of work due to the pandemic. A reminder that Quincy City offices are closed to the public. However, they are being staffed, and residents can contact the city via telephone, email, or a Dropbox outside of City Hall. Grab-and-go meals are continuing to be offered at both high schools and the Snug Harbor and Lincoln Hancock schools, weekdays from 11 a.m. to noon. And school officials encourage students and parents to use online educational resources through the school's website, quincypublicschools.com, during the school shutdown. Meantime, all playgrounds in Quincy are closed. However, parks are open, but people are advised to remain 6 feet apart when outdoors and in public places. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 25th.